$9,000.
And after, okay, after $9,999.
$1 million.
Okay. Well, if there's a line of men standing somewhere, you say the man at the head of the line is the...
Number one.
Okay, or the...
First man.
Okay, and then the second, or the next one is what?
Second.
And then the next one is what?
Third.
And the next one to that?
Fourth.
And the next one?
Fifth.
And the next one?
Sixth.
And the next one?
Seventh.
And the next one?
Eighth.
And the next one?
Ninth.
And the next one?
Tenth.
Okay. Sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes. Or, let's see. Last year I got 20 bushels to the acre. This year I got 40 bushels. This year's crop was just how much better than last year? Okay, last year I got 20 bushels to the acre. This year I got 40 bushels. This year's crop was just...
2 times 7.
Okay. Would you say twice as good?
Twice as good.
First month of the year is what?
January.
Next month.
February.
After February comes.
March.
Then?
April.
And then go ahead and then
here. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. Let's see, if you find that all your exams coming up next week are coming, would you say they're all, if you were saying they're all on the same day, would you say they all came?
The same day.
Okay, would you say they all came all at once, or would you say they all came together?
All at once.
Okay. What are the names of the days of the week? Can you give us them?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. What do you say to somebody when you leave in the morning?
Good morning.
Okay. What do you call a part of the day after you stop saying good morning?
Good afternoon. Afternoon.
Okay. How long does the afternoon last?
From 12 till 5 or whatever.
Okay. If you left someone at 11 o'clock in daytime, would you say anything to them?
Goodbye.
Okay. What's the part of the day after you stop?
Evening.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, before I go into getting this, tell me where you live, the name of the town, and something about what you were telling me when we did the...
Ashland City.
Okay, what county is that in?
Freedom County.
And state?
Tennessee.
Okay, and tell me something about the city itself. You the same thing you were telling me when you did the personal data sheet.
It's just, a small city with, it's got about 5,000 people and there's very few stores, a few grocery stores, a few clothing stores, volunteer fire department.
Okay.
Now
it's a county seat, isn't it? You tell me?
Right.
Okay, it's a county seat for Cheatham County. Anything else to think of?
No.
Okay. What are the major sections of a city called? For example, a 9th, where you go. Are they different? How would you decide the major sections of town, would you say?
Like South Nashville, West Nashville, East Nashville, North Nashville.
Yeah.
How do I divide them?
Yeah, that's it. That's sort of what the way you divide it, that's the way you say Nashville. Of course, you wouldn't do that in Ashland City. What are the main offices of the big, where are the main offices of big banks located in a big city? You can use Nashville for all these questions if you want to, since you're most familiar with that.
Where they're located downtown.
Okay. Is there a section where most of the big office buildings are located outside of that, or is they all downtown then?
Most are downtown.
Okay. Where are the oldest and largest stores? Are they also?
Downtown.
Are there any neighborhoods that are sort of ethnic neighborhoods where there are certain groups of people, for example, say blacks who live in a certain place, going in Nashville that you know about?